Shalom, everybody! One of the clearest and most powerful descriptions of our connection to Yerushalayim is in Tehillim. It's in Mizmor Kuf Lamed Zayin. Al Naharos Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bezochreinu Es Tzion. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis says that David HaMelech wrote this Mizmor with Ruach HaKodesh, as he described what many of the Jews said as they were being exiled out of Yerushalayim during the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Psukim describe Bnei Yisrael's pain as they were being led out of Yerushalayim. Their captors commanded them, Shiru lanu mishir Tzion, sing us a song from Tzion, sing us a song from Yerushalayim, sing us songs from your Beis HaMikdash. But the Jewish captives were in pain physically and emotionally. Eich nashir es shir Hashem al admas nechar. How can we sing Hashem's songs in a foreign land? What painful words. And then we hear the powerful words of the captives. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. If I forget you, Yerushalayim, may my right hand be forgotten. The Malbim Rav Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michel Weiser, who died in 1879, explains this pasuk powerfully. He says that Bnei Yisrael, as they were marching, exiled so far from Yerushalayim, said this. For most people, their dominant hand is their right hand. Whatever they do, wherever they go, whatever the activity or the job, their right hand is there at the ready. It is hard, it's impossible to think of myself or of me doing anything without my right hand. And that is what we say about Yerushalayim. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini. Just like it's impossible to forget my right hand, just like I cannot imagine an existence without my right hand, it is similarly impossible to forget Yerushalayim, to imagine an existence without Yerushalayim. Whatever I do, wherever I go, whatever the activity or the job, Yerushalayim is there. It's a part of me. It's a piece of me. That is the Malbim. And like most Mefarshim, he explains the words Imeshkachech Yerushalayim as being said by Bnei Yisrael. Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and the Mesiros David and the Radak and many others agree. Bnei Yisrael said it then, and you and I say it now. We declare our undying love for and our connection to Yerushalayim with the words Imeshkachech Yerushalayim. However, the Medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni on Tehillim in Remez Tough Pei Gimel disagrees and says something remarkable. The Medrash describes how Nebuchadnezzar commanded the exiled Jews to play their instruments for his Avodah Zarah, the same instruments used by the Levim to play in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash says that the Jews said, absolutely no, they refused. How could they play like that? At that place? At that time? In front of an idol? So what did they do? The Medrash says tragically that they chewed off their own thumbs so that they would be unable to play for this evil man. And the Medrash continues and says that at that very moment Hashem made an oath to Bnei Yisrael. Just like you showed extreme love and dedication to Yerushalayim, I too, says Hashem, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, I will never forget Yerushalayim. It's incredible. According to the Medrash, Hashem is saying, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Throughout Tanakh, Hashem's right hand, so to speak, denotes strength, dominance. For example, in Hallel, we say, Yemin Hashem, Osa Chayil, the right hand of God, does valiant, incredible things. And at the Yamsuf, in Parshas Bishalach, in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Vav, the Torah says, Yemincha Hashem, Nedari Bakoach, Yemincha Hashem, Tir'atz Oyev, Natisa Yemincha, Tivla Emo Aretz. Your right hand, God, it's awesome in power. It crushes the foe. And the Torah says, you stretched out your right hand, Hashem, and the earth swallowed your enemies. And there's many more examples of Hashem's right hand. And in all of them, Yemin Hashem refers to Hashem's involvement in the world to save Bnei Yisrael with strength and with honor. And perhaps that's what the Medrash means when it says that Hashem himself says, Im Ashgachech Yerushalayim. Hashem himself declares that he will never forget Yerushalayim, so to speak. Just like it's impossible for Hashem not to be powerful, not to direct the world, not to guide humankind in an ultimate and kind direction. Just like all of that's impossible, so too is it impossible for Hashem to forget anything, let alone Yerushalayim, the capital of the universe. Hashem says, Im Ashgachech Yerushalayim, and we say, Im Ashgachech Yerushalayim. We are always connected to Yerushalayim, and so is Hashem. Hashem is always able and always prepared to save Bnei Yisrael with strength and with honor, with his right hand, so to speak, that can never be forgotten. The focal point of our tfilos, of the Beis Hamikdash, of our national aspirations, Yerushalayim is the source of Hashem's involvement in the world to save us, and it's our focal point as we serve Him in His world. Have an amazing day, everyone!